listen and learn, I've a story to tell. I sing of the genius of Willebrord Snell, a mathematician who lived long ago in the Netherlands where the Rhine River does flow. He set for his mind occupations of worth, improved navigation and measured the earth. He gave us the sine law, that wonderful guy, and he made more precise calculation of pi. Sing an N1 sine theta sub 1, hey, 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 equals N2 sine theta sub 2, hip hooray. His greatest feat came in 1621, when optics as science was really begun. While flashes of lightning illumined his page, he wrote down Snell's law, his great gift to the age. So if you wear glasses or like to fry ants, be grateful your lenses were not made by chance. Astronomers hail him with each newfound star, microscopists toast him from each sleazy bar. Singing N1 sine theta sub 1, hey, 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 equals N2 sine theta sub 2, hip hooray. Now some credit Harriot, others Descartes. Both studied refraction and both were real smart. But we prefer Willebrord, Van Roy and Snell. He laid down the law and he did it darn well. Singing N1 sine theta sub 1, hey, 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 equals N2 sine theta sub 2, hip hooray.